from KQED.
It's something we all dread, that moment when you're so physically and or mentally frail, you can't live in your home anymore. Last spring, Phyllis Donner-Wolf fell and broke her neck. Now at 83, she's paralyzed and living in a facility called the Jewish Home. Today, as part of our occasional series on community health, Wolf tells us how she manages to face facts and maintain her sense of humor.
I was very active. I did yoga. I did yoga for 40 years. I was in an exercise class that met every morning at 7:45. I was the one that took somebody's walker and put it in the trunk. So when I fell, it was like unbelievable. I didn't dream I would wind up in a wheelchair. I stood up in the middle of the night, which I often would just walk to the bathroom. And this time when I stood up, I found myself on the floor. I think I heard a crack, which meant that my neck and spine, the bones just were brittle and broke. And I knew I had done great damage, because I could not move the lower part of me. Institutional living means that you put your body, yourself, with somebody else as control. I was expected to have a shower at a certain time. I was expected to go to bed at a certain time. I was expected to get up and get dressed at a certain time. And that's still difficult. What I see here are people who are well taken care of, people who are very limited physically and mentally. My first shock at seeing the dining room with people who could not feed themselves or people whose heads are down in their lap was like, how am I going to eat in here every night? You can choose to go in your bedroom, lock the door, never see people, mope, complain, or you can just face life. I mean, this is what's happened to you. Deal with it. I just feel that it's more fun to laugh and smile than to really weep over what's taken place for me or for the other people. I'm going to make my fun. I'm going to make my laugh, my smile. I'm not going to let it get me down.
That was Phyllis Donner-Wolf talking with the California Report's health reporter April Demboski. To hear this profile again or check out more in our series on community health, visit our website, californiareport.org.